click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Well, from small businesses helping big businesses to big businesses reducing their stakes in some of the investments they have, allowing opportunities for new businesses to emerge. Sounds complex, but I'm essentially referring to Anglo American. You might recall that last year they had announced a significant restructure within their portfolio, shaking out all the assets that they no longer deem to be necessary for the growth that they're looking to derive. This did come on the back of potential conversations regarding a merger with BHP, which we know since then has not taken place. To help us contextualize Anglo American Platinum fully divesting from its South African operations, we're now joined by a good friend of ours on the show who knows all things about mining. Peter Major, Director of Mining at Modern Corporate Solutions. Peter, always a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Oh, thank you, Gugu, but I got to correct you. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but not too much about a lot of things.
Oh, Peter, you're always our mining guy. Even at the mining in Dubai, I always corner you to say, help me understand this better. And Peter, one thing that you're also going to help us understand is, of course, the significant divestment that Anglo American Platinum has been making in terms of its platinum assets. Valterra recently listed on the JSE. We're well aware that they had already started to let go of that particular aspect of their shareholding. But help us understand the deal a little bit better, because there's still a remaining 30% odd that they're now going to make available to institutional investors. Why the phased approach, and is this part of the norm?
Well, I think it is. You don't want to disrupt the market too much. And Anglo's likes doing things in an orderly manner. And they have done it in a very orderly manner. And I don't think it's disrupted the share price at all. I think it's given investors confidence because they know these shares are going to come into the market, and they know about when, how many, and what the price is. And yeah, it's very orderly, but it's very sad. Mm. You figure there's a market cap here of $15 billion. At one time, Anglo's owned most of this. And well, compare it to Anglo Gold, market cap $30 billion. Jeez. At one time, Anglo American owned most of that. Yeah. So today, Anglo's is 35, Anglo Gold 30, Valterra 15. So it's half the size of Anglo Gold, and that's mainly to do with the price.
Yeah.
But all these were Anglos at one time. And do we say the market? Do we say the analysts, you know, the propeller heads, the test tube babies, all these young geniuses that know how you should run a mining company? Well, they should all be happy. Anglo's is divesting of these assets, and it's going to give Mr. Wamblad a chance to show, can he put Anglo American on a growth path like it was under the Oppenheimers? Mm. Can he find new, or can he make new opportunities at grassroots level? And that's how you grow a company, you know, by making it go up multiples instead of holding a mature asset that's actually very cyclical. And that's what Amplats is. It was almost too big to grow, so it was totally dependent on the metal prices.
Mm. And maybe let's talk about that, right? Because so often we do know that mining houses and their performance are reliant on the commodity prices, what happens in the macroeconomic conditions, but they also need to drive productivity and significant levels of volume. And that is also just influenced by the amount of resource available underground. Is there still runway for Valterra to actually see significant growth now that it will be its own independent entity?
You're pretty spot on, Gugu. It's going to have good productivity increases. It's going to have some volume growth. They're having a big transition going from open pit to underground, but they mine quite conservatively. So I think they're going to have a lower stripping ratio on Mogalakwena going forward. So that's going to lower the cost quite a bit. That's going to increase productivity quite a bit. They had flooding at Amandelbult underground that's now past them. So they're going to have lower costs there and better productivity there. Is this a growth share? Not really, but they can get another 10 or 15% volume growth, I think, without too much effort. And they're definitely going to have productivity growth with that. So the share's rated fairly high. It's really underperformed its peers, especially Northam. You know, Northam has beaten Amplats, Valterra by 40% just this year, by multiples if you take the last 3-4 years. So it's got a lot of catching up to do, and I think it can. They've got to have a very focused management here. They've got great assets. Anglo American always had great assets.
Yeah.
It's just, is the regime stable enough now to make those assets pay? But it looks so cheap, like Anglo American itself. It looks so cheap. you feel naked not having it in your portfolio, but and it's a good asset, but it needs work to make it outperform.
That's true. So I guess we can't just rely on the higher platinum price and I guess even demand for PGMs, right?
No, I don't think we can rely on that. We've had a nice boost up. PGM prices are up about 30% from where they've been the last year and a half. But I think it's going to be hard going from here. I don't see any of them going up much more. You know, rhodium had a nice jump up. Platinum, 35% up. Even palladium's up 25%. I don't think there's much more in stock. Mm. I think it's a lot of work making your current operation go without relying on the platinum, on the PGM prices.
Mm. That's a big call for mining executives, right, who have actually really benefited from the significant rally in their share price, higher commodity prices, and that's also boosted their profits to a certain extent. Now I'm intrigued. Peter, if you take a comparison of Northern Platinum, Impala Platinum, which recently acquired Royal Bafokeng Platinum, right? There was a battle for that particular deal. And now you throw Valterra into the mix. I'm assuming consolidation might be on the cards then in the next few years.
I don't know. These guys are all pretty big and independent. Mm. You know, Paul Dunn, he wants to grow. He took a very average, behind average platinum company, and you look at what he's done at Northam. He is a stunning, rare mining exec. He's literally a Steven Jobs. You could even say a Tim Cook. He has done a magnificent job. I don't think he's on a hunt for other good deals, but nobody's going to acquire him. They're going to pay a price and a half. Shareholders are not going to let go of Northam cheap. Mm. And Amplats, I think they've unbundled enough. I don't think they're going to sell anymore. I keep saying Amplats, Valterra. I don't think they're interested in selling the divisions they got now. They sold a lot, which gave Sibania its start. And Impala.
Yes.
Well, Nicol Müller's got a lot to prove there. He's a tough, experienced exec. He's been through a rough time the last 3-4 years. I don't see those three being taken over by anybody.
Got you. Okay, that puts things into perspective. What you've also witnessed and often shared with me, Peter, is just, you know, how we've come through this cycle of mining houses going into, you know, diversified assets like the likes of Anglo American, where they had assets literally in almost every commodity. And now we're actually seeing single asset commodity players. As you've mentioned right now, the focus has been on platinum. A few years ago, it was a lot of unbundling of coal assets. That's how Thungela actually came about, coming out of the Anglo American stable as well. And it too has seen its own level of growth and growing significantly now since 5 years of listing independently. I'm keen to get your thoughts then. When we look at the mining environment in South Africa, are we going to find a lot more single commodity stock players within this environment because it's a little bit easier to manage overheads, push production, and of course, you know, ride the wave where you can in terms of positive commodity outcomes? Or, you know, is there something to what Anglo American as a group is doing? You know, shake off the assets you don't need, become a big partner with BHP, only to buy additional commodities and other assets going forward in the future.
You're a pretty observant lady, Gugu.
I listen to you. That's why.
No, I think you're right. I think these mining companies are all, they are set up for growth. Mm. It's hard to say they're in growth mode, but they have very good balance sheets. Anglo's has a great balance sheet now. You know, $2.5 billion from selling 20% of Valterra.
Right.
Anglo Gold got rid of all their debt and hedging problems. And Northam, you know, good shape. And it's a tough sector now, the PGMs. Thungela, good shape. So all of these guys, they can grow. They can acquire. They can build from scratch, you know. And that seems a lost art. You know, how many mining companies remember how to build from scratch, huh? How to take over a farm or someone's prospecting. And I'd love to see them do it. And they're all in good shape. This sounds trite, you know. Oh, we're well positioned to do that. Have you ever interviewed a company that doesn't tell you they're well positioned?
Right?
But these companies are well positioned. You know, the companies we've just mentioned, strong balance sheets. They're much leaner than they've been. And even Billiton, you know, how many assets has Billiton shed? Probably more than Anglo American.
Mm.
So they're far down. I think they're a little bit naked, to be honest. You know, they don't have much commodity exposure outside of iron ore and copper.
Yeah.
And those are looking pretty fully priced.
Yeah.
So each of those execs can give a good story to investors. Hey, I've got all the equipment and ammo I need. Here's the target I'm looking at, whether it's a grassroots, greenfields, or a brownfields, or something outside my portfolio. And I think these guys all have enough scars on them, other than maybe Paul Dunn, about buying somebody else's fully priced asset. You know, Paul's kind of avoided getting wounded doing that. But yeah, I think it's pretty exciting for him. But if I look at commodities on their own, man, I just can't see any of these commodities going up anymore, especially gold.
Oh, it's had a run. It's had a significant run, just touching new all-time highs again this week. Yeah, Peter, we in for an interesting cycle when it comes to commodity prices. On that, you say gold might not run any further. Platinum, prospects there?
I think platinum can even do a little bit better than gold going forward. Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what? The whole world likes gold. That's what's scary. And all the central banks like gold.
Yeah.
So this isn't like the 70s when a few central banks like gold and a lot of people like gold. And China didn't even exist in the 70s. Now you got China is big and more aggressive than the States. And China likes gold. 1.4 billion people there like it. Their central bank likes it. So gold has underlying support like it's never had before. It's probably not going to come down. If it doesn't go up, it's still not going to come down.
100%. The geopolitical environment certainly contributing to that particular rally. Just on the gold price, $3,550 per fine ounce. New all-time highs that have been set just this week. Peter, it's always lovely speaking to you, sir. I could speak to you for hours on end. Thank you again for your time.
No way. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Peter Major, Director of Mining at Modern Corporate Solutions, helping us unpack Anglo-American Platinum, officially letting go of any particular stake and holding that it might have in its platinum assets in South Africa. Valterra Platinum, as we know, has since listed and taken over there. The remaining 30% odd stake now going to be let off and sold to institutional investors. Interesting dynamics happening within the mining fraternity.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.